That first weekend in the App Store, we saw 83,000 people install the Bible app, and now we've seen over 333 million devices, growing by 4 to 5 million new devices every month.
Technology is accelerating the way in which the good news of Jesus Christ is reaching the entire world. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count. Bobby Grunewald had a desire to connect God and His Word with people, but he has been astounded at what God has done with that desire through the YouVersion app.
And so in October of 2006, I was in the O'Hare Airport in Chicago in a really long TSA security line. I had a lot of time to think, and I was asking, I wonder if there's a way that we could use technology to help me engage with the Bible more consistently or more effectively. And, you know, I honestly was really a below average Bible reader at that time and kind of ashamed that I was, quite frankly. I desired to be more consistent and more engaged, but for whatever reason, whatever the excuse might be, I wasn't. And so I was kind of processing, is this a way we could use technology that I could engage? And perhaps there's others like me that would benefit from it as well. So there in the security line, this idea came for YouVersion.
And then Bobby's plan to share the Bible through technology took an unexpected turn.
The original idea was actually a website. Quite frankly, when it launched in 2007, it didn't really work. The website was actually a failure. That failure led us to realize that one of the things that was happening back in that time frame was we were really transitioning from using our computers to using these BlackBerry devices that we had with us all the time. And I thought, what if we redesigned this website so that it could be displayed on the smartphone? And when we did that, it was really profound how very naturally and in places I had not really been engaging with Scripture, I began to connect naturally to Scripture in a new way that I hadn't before. At that time, Apple announced that they were going to make it possible to develop apps for the iPhone. And so we saw kind of what God was doing using this website designed for smartphones. And we thought, what if we build a Bible app and it could be among the first group of apps in the App Store? So on July 10th, 2008, Apple launched the App Store. And we were blessed to be able to be a part of the first 200 apps that were available that day when the App Store launched.